From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China both formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement Saturday, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said that as the world's largest polluters, the United States and China had an obligation to lead the way.
Where there is a will and there is a vision, and where countries like China and the United States are prepared to show leadership and to lead by example, it is possible for us to create a world that is more secure, more prosperous, and more free than the one that was left for us.
For the Paris Agreement to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those accounting for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the accord. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke at a predominantly black church in Detroit on Saturday. Trump told members of Great Faith Ministries International that they have a role to play in the country's future.
There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers.
2 months before Election Day, Trump is trying to attract the vote of the African-American community, which traditionally has voted overwhelmingly in favor of Democratic candidates. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The former Hurricane Hermine has been downgraded to a tropical cyclone, but is expected to strengthen as it moves over the warmer waters of the Atlantic. Tropical storm warnings are in effect from the Carolinas to as far north as Connecticut, with dangerous storm surge expected along the coast from Virginia to at least New Jersey. Governors all along the East Coast have announced emergency preparations. The National Hurricane Center said in its latest update the Tropical Storm Center was located 330 kilometers off Norfolk, Virginia, with top sustained winds of 112 kilometers per hour. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war, in which the country broke away from Pakistan. Mir Qasim Ali was hanged at a jail near Dhaka late Saturday after a final meeting with family members. The country's highest court had rejected his final appeal on Tuesday. Ali subsequently said he would not seek presidential clemency. Ali is the fifth Jamaat-e-Islami party leader to be executed since 2010, when Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina formed a special tribunal to try suspected war criminals. Pope Francis has called on Catholics to imitate the example of people like Mother Teresa, who will be canonized on Sunday. Francis told those gathered in St. Peter's Square that Mother Teresa represents a role model for all people. He said the testimony of mercy of our times joins the vast array of men and women who, in their holiness of life, have made the love of Christ visible. Hundreds of thousands are expected to crowd into St. Peter's Square Sunday for the canonization of Mother Teresa, who spent most of her life caring for the sick and destitute in India. The UN Security Council has joined with religious leaders and diplomats in South Sudan by calling on the Juba government to allow the deployment of more peacekeepers in the war-ravaged country. The UN call Saturday came after visiting ambassadors from the 15-member Security Council met with senior officials in the government of President Salva Kiir to press for the deployment of 4,000-strong regional protection force authorized by the council last month. The Kiir government has so far rejected any further international deployments, saying they would violate the country's sovereignty. And Turkish tanks crossed into Syria on the frontier near the Islamic State group's possession last week. The move marked a new phase of Operation Euphrates Shield, aimed at sealing off the border from areas controlled by Islamic State. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.